Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Go.
Should have told you by now.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. Rick Stroud is our guest, and he's an old friend of ours. He's communication manager at the International Association of Administrative Professionals. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's been a year since you were on the show. I know we get together at least once a year and talk about the thing that's near and dear to your heart, and also to me, too, and that's on this particular week, which is Administrative Professionals Week.
That's right, Jim, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about a profession that people should really be proud of. It's a profession that has advanced in the last, well, it is a more than 2,000-year-old profession, but even, especially in the last 25 years ago, this profession has really embraced new technologies and become more of an information management kind of position.
Well, there's no question about it, and the thing is, what I've noticed, and as I say, as Rick, as you know, and as I've mentioned earlier, you know, I'm old enough to remember when they were called secretaries.
Well,
and you guys, yeah. In fact, that was your organization's name for a long time, International Secretaries Association. I've forgotten the exact name, but it had secretary in there somewhere. And I really think that it's way beyond. It's not even close to political correctness, folks. This name change because the name didn't change because of political correctness. The name changed because of the evolution and the growth of this particular profession.
That's true in part, Jim. But there are still millions of secretaries working out there, executive secretaries, administrative secretaries.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud to have that title. And if you look at the root word, it means confidant or trusted agent.
Right.
So that role is still very much important in business. We made the move, actually, to change the name because there were so many different titles being used, administrative assistant, information coordinator, office manager, executive assistant. We wanted a better blanket term to include all types of administrative staff in this observance and including secretaries. So I don't know if it's political correctness or not. We do, our surveys do show that the term secretary seems to be used less and less, but you know, I sit on the fence. I see, for one thing, secretaries have a 2,000-year some history. The role, the actual meaning of the word, I think is still vital and even more vitally important today. It's just that we have to recognize there are more titles being used.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I do think it's important. The titles are important. I think it's important that we pay attention to those because, the thing that I think is exciting to me about this profession that we're talking about, Rick, is the best thing that ever happened to folks who want to follow that profession, the administrative professional's profession. The best thing that happened has been the growth and the strengthening of the small business sector of the marketplace.
Well, absolutely, especially with small businesses, Jim. I think you know that if you've got Jack or Jill of all trades in your office who can handle a customers, I mean, businesses, technology is wonderful, but when it all gets down to it, business is done by people.
Right.
You know, people don't always want to call in an office, get a voicemail. They want somebody who can get their concern or question answered. And oftentimes it is the administrative staff who handle those concerns and flow the communications from the management staff to do the things mm-hmm. they need to be handling and take care of the things at the administrative level they can handle. That way the entire business works more productively and efficiently.
Well, another thing is the folks who start out in a small business as a secretary, as an assistant, and who are right there with the founder as they grow that business, you know, before long, oftentimes you see that person wearing the title of a vice president.
Well, I would hope so, and I would hope companies and employers realize that they should have career paths in place. Now, this is a profession unto itself, but I can't think of another profession where you really learn the ropes of a business and learn how, in fact, sometimes it's the secretaries, administrative assistants who really know how things flow and work in an organization more times than sometimes the senior management does. So
absolutely.
It is a position where you really can get to know the ins and outs of a business, learn how to manage information, and be a key communications hub, and it prime yourself for a management position if you so choose. Sure.
Well, and it's a real it's from the standpoint of learning how to do a lot of different things. There's no better place to do that than the small business because, Rick, as you know, in a small business, there are more than enough hats to wear than there are heads to put them on.
Well.
There are so many jobs to do, and one of the things that I've seen is as I've gone through my career and as I've gone in and out of a lot of businesses, and I've observed the assistants that are in those businesses, I see them multitasking like crazy. I see them pulling off a lot of work that a lot of people would assign to a lot of people would think should be assigned to one person, and each job should be assigned to one person. And these people are doing a handful: accounting, administrative, and decision making, management, all that.
Absolutely, and multitasking. That's a good word because most of administrative staff are master multitaskers. You might have a vendor on one line, a key client on the other line, a salesperson in front of your desk wanting something, your manager wanting something. So you kind of have to be a master scheduler and finesser in this profession to really get everything handled the way it should be.
Well, with technology the way it is today, I mean, you've also got to be a pretty darn good technology person.
Absolutely. Oftentimes it's the administrative staff. In fact, that's one thing we're proud of this profession. It was one of the first groups to really embrace new computer technology and office and business software. Let's face it, it made a lot of the more mundane aspects of this job much easier. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go back to the days where you had to go in and to your manager's office, take a dictated memo, go and type this memo using carbon paper, and then distribute it around the office, where today a manager can send out an email memo to the staff and with one hit of a button.
Mm-hmm.
So some people may think, well, why do we need secretaries anymore since managers can write their own letters and answer their own phone calls with voicemail? Well, it really has allowed administrative staff to take on more advanced
right.
roles and responsibilities. So,
and a higher level of
right,
of
more job satisfaction, more advanced delegated tasks. So I think it's been great for the profession.
Well, my assistant doesn't type my letters. She doesn't write my letters. She edits them. She helps me with them. But
there you go.
You know, I do my own stuff like that. And so the roles have really changed and have really evolved upward. No question about it. We're going to take a quick break in a few seconds, and we'll come back. A couple of things I want Rick to talk about. Number one, I want him to tell us about some of the things that his organization does out there in the marketplace to support administrative professionals. They do an awful lot in terms of the different chapters do, in terms of training and that sort of thing, and visibility. But also, what should we do on, what should us bosses be doing on Administrative Assistance Day? Should we send flowers? Should we take them to lunch? What should we be doing? 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Rick Stroud, who's Communications Director at the International Association of Administrative Professionals. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you give that website out, Rick. Go ahead.
Sure. It's www.iaap-hq.org.
And that's International Association of Administrative Professionals. That's where
right. You can even do an internet search on that term, International Association of Administrative Professionals. We should come up.
Yeah, it'll come up there, and that's IAAP.
-HQ.org.
There you go. And so check it out, folks. If this is a profession that you're in, or if you want to pursue that, you can check their website out and find out about what they have to offer there. Also, I think we should point out that you've got chapters around the country, don't you?
Absolutely. We have over 600 chapters across the world, mostly in North America and Canada.
These are just locally managed chapters, aren't they?
Uh-huh, volunteers. And, chapters are great because you get local networking opportunities. If you got a question in the office you can't think of how to answer or how to handle something on a computer program, you might call a chapter member and get that question answered. We're a nonprofit association. We've been around for 60 years. Our main purpose is education and training and offering networking opportunities for our members.
Well, and education, too. I've been, believe it or not, Rick, and I think I may have told you this once before, but I was working with your organization's chapters back in the 70s when I was with Xerox,
mm-hmm.
They would call on me and I would support them in what they were doing. And I mean, I've made a lot of great friends and have maintained a lot of great friendships with the ladies back in those days. They were all ladies who were members of that organization. And boy, they took that chapter seriously. They were really focused on bringing along the younger members and getting them educated and helping them raise their level of professionalism. They helped them with dress technique, you know, with dress tips and how to behave themselves in different settings. I mean, it was really impressive to see how the ladies who had been around a while took the younger ones under their wing and brought them along.
And that is part of our mission. It's to advance professionalism. You know, let's face it, nobody is born and made professional. You have to learn the techniques and what it takes to be a true professional in any profession. But that's our whole mission and purpose, is to promote professionalism and to advance this career.
Right. And I remember they talk about ethics, they talk about a lot of different things. But now we need to point out that administrative professional, even secretary, doesn't mean female. They're male and female now, aren't they?
No, I mean, gender shouldn't matter at all. Now, our association is still predominantly female, mm-hmm. but we do have males in this organization. Males are certainly welcome. I happen to be I'm a minority here, even on the staff here at the headquarters in Kansas City, but I've never been made feel uncomfortable about that.
Yeah.
We always feel that gender shouldn't matter. It's your skills, abilities, and knowledge that matters, not gender.
Absolutely. So folks, if you are an administrative professional and you'd like to improve your professionalism, improve your education in your profession, I check out the local chapter. By the way, can they find the local chapter on your website?
Yeah, they should be able to either call our headquarters office here or on the website. There's chapter links, or you can contact our membership department via email, and we'll give you a local chapter information. Even if there isn't a local chapter near you, sometimes if you're an outlying area, we have member-at-large memberships where you can join the association and take advantage of all we have to offer, such as our publications. So we do encourage chapter membership for sure, for local membership, but sometimes there aren't chapters in a person's area. And
but there's a local chapter link on the website, folks, and it takes you to a map. And you can click on that state, and that'll tell you where the chapters are in your state. It's easy as it can be. So check that out when you get a chance. I want to change over a little bit, Rick, and talk about today. This week is Administrative Professionals Week. Today is Administrative Professionals Day. And a lot of times, folks, if you have trouble getting into restaurants at lunch today, it's because a lot of bosses are taking their assistants out to lunch. But, Rick, is that the right thing to do?
Well, absolutely. Anything that, we don't want managers to feel uncomfortable. I mean, if you're not sure what to do for Administrative Professionals Day, we always advise managers to ask your staff, you know, how they would like to celebrate the day. And that way you're not going to get, you know, in trouble for doing something inappropriately or something they wouldn't appreciate.
Like
so,
giving flowers?
You know, if in doubt, ask. You know, we never created this observance to really obligate employers to give gifts. But, you know, as long as it's a sincere, something that really a token of your appreciation for their hard work during the year, be it a gift certificate or, so we say ask, but some admins may like to get flowers, but you might want to ask if that's be appropriate.
You know, one thing I think that at a minimum, just have a few moments, sit down with your assistant, and just tell them how important they are to your organization, and let them know that they're valued. But you know, another thing that you could do, you could give them an opportunity to sign up for a continuing ed course of their choice, whatever it might be. It doesn't have to be business related or anything like that that would help them with their profession.
You know, that's a good point, Jim. In that, you know, it might be good not only to give talk about your appreciation for the year, but do something maybe for them that's going to help their job, such mm-hmm. as supporting a registration for a professional development seminar,
right?
Or supporting membership in an appropriate networking or a professional association,
right?
Or encouraging them to, you know, have the latest software or ergonomically correct accessories.
Rick, I'm going to have to stop you. We could go on forever, but good job today. Thank you for this. Thank you for the good work you do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Rick Stroud, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back. 29 after. Dr. Ron Sperano will be with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.